confused about vocabulary?
你有语法难题吗？
Question and answer of the week
from BBC Learning English.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Question and Answer of the Week. I'm William Cramer.
And I'm Yang Li. 今天的你问我答节目，我们要回答什么问题呢？What are we talking about today, Will?
Stop right there, Yang 老师。
怎么，我说的不对吗？
You said, what are we talking about today? Now, the grammar of this sentence is interesting and maybe a little bit confusing. We had this email from Che Xingzhou from Xi'an. He writes,
An English broadcaster once said, I'm flying to Toronto next week.Why don't he use future tense? I'm really confused about it.
听上去，车行周同学想知道为什么这个英语播音员说 I'm flying to Toronto, 而不是 I will fly to Toronto.
To put it another way, the presenter Che heard used the present continuous tense to talk about the future and not the future tense.
可能是提问者对英语时态的印象肯定是在表示现在发生的事情时呢是要用现在进行时 The present continuous tense 请听例句
Mom,
Just a minute, I'm talking on the phone
Sorry to interrupt the meeting Mark, a police officer is waiting for you in the lobby
So, in both those examples, the present continuous was used to describe things that are happening now. I'm talking on the phone, a police officer is waiting in the lobby. But, sure, we can also use it to talk about the future.
这么说，我们也可以用现在进行时来谈论将要发生的事情，对吗？ William, 你能举个例子吗？
Well, before I do that, let me just ask you something, Lee.What are the different ways that you know of talking about the future?
Well, I can use the future tense, for example. Do you think it will rain tonight?
Yeah. Anything else?
I can also say going to. For example, I'm going to take my umbrella with me when I go home.
Yes, exactly. And do you know the basic difference between the two?
I think so. 我想我知道。Going to 表示一种计划或打算，而不是对未来的一种预测，对吗？
Yeah, that's right. So let's listen to two examples of people using going to talk about the future. Now, we wouldn't normally use the future tense with either of these examples.
I'm going to drive over to my grandma's house tomorrow.
The gas man's going to come over at 4 o'clock.
不过今天的问题你还没有解答呢。车行周同学的问题是询问为什么用现在进行时来表示将要发生的事情。
Well, I was just coming to that. It's basically the same rule as using going to. We use it for plans and arrangements.
这么说，我们也可以用现在进行时来表示将要发生的事情，这和 going to 的用法差不多。
Let's listen to those examples again, but this time with the present continuous tense.
I'm driving over to my grandma's house tomorrow.
The gas man's coming over at 4 o'clock.
Now, we can't use the present continuous to make predictions. So, for example, we can't say, you are hating the movie later. We have to say, you will hate the movie later. Or possibly, you're going to hate the movie later.
Okay, 清楚了。
BBCUKChina.com
Now, there are some situations in which we are more likely to use the present continuous to talk about the future than going to or any other tense. For example, Lee, it sounds more natural for me to say, what are you doing tonight?Rather than, what are you going to do tonight?
Very good point. 听上去更为简洁 snappier.
Exactly. And another example is, are you going to the cinema tonight? That just sounds a lot better than, are you going to go to the cinema tonight?
Are you coming to the pub later on, Will?
Yes, I am.
No, but how does it sound?
Ah, it sounds really good. Yes, that's exactly what I mean. That's a good example.
好了，希望以上讲解对车行舟同学有所帮助。其他同学和听友呢，如果你也有语法问题，千万别犹豫，你只需要发个电子邮件就行了。如果有录音就更好了，我们会根据你的提问做一个你问我答节目。我们的邮箱是 questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk. What are we talking about next week, Will?
Ah, very nice grammar, Lee. You'll just have to wait and see.
Oh, okay, bye.
Bye.
我们的电子邮箱是
questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk.